might want to bookmark that one. So this is my story of my walk with Christ. So how I got started was my grandmother, unfortunately, when she met her end, we went to this church for her. For her funeral. And when we were there, Mom saw how great of a time we had there, so we started going to church. And we did this for a while, and eventually I started playing guitar. And then while I was playing guitar, that was awesome. You know, I got to play with everybody. I got to play on the worship team. And I also got to join the choir. So that was fun. I got to sing for... Gotta go sing for the elderly. Nursing homes, that's right, thank you. So with that, eventually we went to a different church because things happen. And the new church we went to, because we found out about them because of Spotted Horse, we went to their Bible camp, and it's when we hit off, and that's where my mom made the connection with them. So then once we left our church, we came to her church at Grace Temple, and we were there for maybe a year, going running on two. And then we went to this tent revival called Church Without Walls. I don't know if y'all have heard of it. It's pretty nice. And I was approached by Sean, who told me about this youth over here. And as soon as I heard about it, I jumped on it. And I've been here for, I think, 4 years. We talked about it. About 4 years. Great 4 years. I got to meet some wonderful people. Widen my horizons. Went to this youth camp last year, and that was pretty amazing. I think a lot of our youth could say that went, could say it was pretty amazing, right? Yeah. Got to see some wonderful things, got to experience just how God moves with the youth. It was just, you had to have been there. One of those moments. I don't know, I gotta see a side of a good friend that I never really get to see. I gotta see him break down. But it also, we were there to comfort each other, and we loved each other, and we helped grow from that moment. I think we became stronger friends from that. Got to fix relationships with my sibling, my brother, my twin. So that's great. Only by, you know, God's glory, you know. This is good stuff. See the temptations of this is a whole other spot, right? We're jumping around. So now we're going to talk about just high school life for a teenager, Christian teenager in high school. All the things that come with that, which is like people will tempt you with one big thing. It would probably be someone would tempt you with a vape, just little things. And I've had somebody come up to me, try to take a hit, I guess, whatever you want to call it, which of course I said no. He walked up to me and he said, I can't remember, I'm just going off the top of my head, something along the lines of, do you want some? It's good. It'll take the edge off. It's really easy. So I replied with no, and this fellow came up to me. He got aggravated at me because I didn't have a charger for his little vape. He got all mad at me because I didn't have this charger for him. Which is disappointing because obviously he's bound by that. If I could do it all over again, I'd probably try to help him. Obviously, I guess it wasn't really my place. From all the experiences that I've seen and witnessed, all the things that I can't quite explain, we all know those experiences, right? I don't know where I was going with that. I lost it. It's okay. From all the churches that I've gone to, I gotta say, I love my church that I'm at right now. Because they're a family. I come in there and on my best day or my worst day, and I know that they'll show me God's love. And even if I'm not the happiest, that they'll show me His mercy and kindness. Unfortunately, I can't say that about my first church. It was more like an assembly line. Come in, go out. Everybody was out as soon as the preacher put down his Bible and said, let's pray. It was more mandatory. It wasn't, I dreaded going to church. It was a chore. That's what it was. Couldn't come over there and look at you and be like, hey, I love you. Nobody said that to anybody. It was more like, hey, what's up? See the game last night? My team lost. Like, I don't know. Want to sit and talk about it? But I see that here. You walk in, you feel the warmth, the love. Had somebody immediately tell me, how you doing? People shake my hand. It's great. You betcha. Sit in here and chill in my own skin, you know. I don't know, I feel the need to tell you guys this. I might not know all you, even you guys over there that I don't see. But I love you guys. betcha. It's like this church, Grace Temple, and then there's these people, wonderful people over in Shelbyville. You're all my family. Yeah. I don't have anything else left, which is okay. I managed, so I was going to end off by reading the same thing over again. Just one more time. Sorry. Jesus turned and said, "Get away from me, Satan. You are dangerous. You are a dangerous trap. You are seeing things merely from a human point of view. We could think of it like this." Let me use an analogy we used on Wednesday. So it was, some people might have a puzzle, right? Now imagine somebody's heard this one way or another, a puzzle. And your puzzle has this corner piece, right? Can't find the other corner. Some people might have a big circle. That piece might not even be for you. But when you give it to someone and they finish their puzzle, turns out it was a bigger puzzle for the big picture that we'll never see. That's one way you can think of it. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If any of you want to be my follower, you must give up your own way and take up the cross and follow me." I mean a lot of things to a lot of people. But what it means to me is that I need to give up me. Let him in so he can work through me. So you can help more people grow for the kingdom. So I love you guys. And I appreciate your time.